All right, so we are. Well, this will be an abbreviated share again because of the mitzvah that, and I'm giving everyone the chelek in the mitzvah. You know, for someone who Baruch Hashem is gonna receive a vaccine. What she? I guess she's born 1933. So what? She's 87. Is that right? Yeah, 70. Yeah. What? Ah, awesome, Jeff. Fantastic, fantastic. Be with mazel and bracha. Okay. Awesome. So here we go. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron v'eretz Mitzrayim l'mor. So Hashem said to Moshe and to Aaron in Egypt, in the land of Egypt. Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim. By the way, there's an obvious question we're not going to deal with right now. But why does it say he said to them in the land of Egypt? Duh. Hashem, duh. Like we know it was in the land of Egypt. Why does it say that it was in the land of Egypt? It's the middle of Parshat Bo, right? It's towards the, you know, the whole like sort of pinnacle of the Yetzias Mitzrayim experience, getting to the last plague and Yetzias Mitzrayim and so on. Why, it's in Egypt. And of course we know it's in Egypt. Why did that happen? I think it's a juxtaposition, right? To say the importance of what's about to occur. You'll see in a moment why. And then that happened, Bedafka in Egypt. It's something we should always remember for all time. Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim rishon hu lachem lechadshi hashana. This month is the first month of all months. Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim is the beginning of all months. Rishon hu lachem lechadshi hashana. So on the one hand, you'll see in a moment, it's like, right, this is Rosh Chodesh, right? This is what the moon looks like for Rosh Chodesh. And it's also the first month of like the Jewish people, you know, essentially, right? That, yes, it's very nice to count Tishrei as Rosh Hashanah, but at the end of the day, for the Jewish people, the creation of the world, or, you know, kind of the first month really is Nisan. And you'll see you'll see in a moment why. So let's look at the Kliyakar as we are wont to do. For Hashem, Achodesh Hazeh, anytime you see the word Hazeh, Zeh, or Zot in the Torah, it means that Hashem pointed, or someone pointed, right? That's why Achodesh Hazeh, here, this is what the moon should look like when it's going to be a new moon, right? And we know a new moon is very small, right? It's when it's at its lowest stage. That's it's totally, you know, waned and waxing and waning. It's totally waned. It's, you know, minuscule. That's what it looks like. Where else do we see Zeh? Zeh Keli Ve'anvehu in Bishalach, in next week's parsha. This is my God, and I will glorify Him. Right? We have that in Az Yashir. And even just think about Vizod HaTorah. Vizod HaTorah Hashem Samoshe. I know that many of you have not been back to shul, so you haven't seen a Hagba in a while. But when Mirtz Hashem, you're going to see a Hagba. Zod HaTorah. Point with your finger, not this, not this, right? It's like kind of like a cute thing we do with the pinky. No one really knows why. This, you're pointing. There it is. There's the Torah. Mirtz Hashem should see it soon. So Hashem points and he says, here, this is what it looks like. Alkeina martchila hachodesh hazeh, rotzel lomar, hachidosh hazeh yeh lachem rosh chadashim. That's why it says, hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim. This is what a new moon looks like, right? And this is what Rosh Chodesh is for every month. So that every time you see a new moon in this, you know, that looks like this, that'll be Rosh Chodesh every month. And now that we have like this concept of Rosh Chodesh, which by the way is a chiddush in and of itself, is an, you know, a novel idea to say, every month is important. Every month we celebrate. Every new thing. We could understand it very well, you know, in the midst of all this craziness, right? Another month, Baruch Hashem. It's a new month, new possibilities, new ideas, new things, you know, rolling out. But once that's been pointed out for all the 12 months, so then it's like, okay, now which is the first month? What's the Rosh for all of for all the months of the year? So that is Nisan. V'naka lachem. Lachem bet pe'amim. Why does it say Hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim rishon hu lachem lechadshi hashana? Why does it say lachem twice? Right. Notice that here. Right. Lachem and lachem. What's going on over there? Why does it do that? answers the Kli Yakar. Lefi shelachem rishon midaber v'kiddush hachodesh she'eino nimsar ki'im lebeis din. Because when it says the first lachem is for kiddush hachodesh, sanctifying the new moon, right, which is in the hands of Beit Din, which is in the hands of the Jewish court. V'kali al Moshe ve'aron she'ez ker lifnim v'lachem she'eini. So it's, you know, Beis Din, Moshe and Aaron in this way, right, the leaders. Why the second lachem? Sheni lahorosha olam nivra b'tishrei kedas Rabbi Eliezer. To actually say that, listen, the world was created. It's a machlokas in the Gemara as to when the world, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, when was the world created? So it's one opinion is that it was created in Tishrei, like we have, right? Rosh Hashanah. Another opinion is it was created in Nisan. And it's like, oh, okay, what does that mean? Al kein amar lachem, lahorot shekol ha'umos, ra'ui sheyimnu min tishrei reishis hashana. Aval lachem, levad ra'ui shetimnu min nisan, kedei sheyia zikaron yitzias mitzrayim tamin ben yineichem, k'mo harbi mitzvot shevatar shebo lezecher yitzias mitzrayim. Why say lachem again? To say this. The nations of the world, yes, you're right, the world was created in Tishrei. That's very nice. But for you, your new year begins in Nisan. It begins around Pesach time. We are always, as Jews, we're always going to count from Nisan. And that's how the Torah actually does its counting. The Torah counts from Nisan, not from Tishrei. Even though, you know, we have Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei, it's not really. It's Nisan. Why? So that we always remember that we left Egypt. And I think that's why it said, by the way, up there, right, here, Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron in Eretz Mitzrayim, saying, in Egypt, to highlight that point, this happened in Egypt. Your beginning came from Egypt. And we always have to remember, Yitziat Mitzrayim, Tamid Bein Einechem, we always have to remember it. It has always have to be between our eyes, always sort of in our mind's eye, that we left Egypt. That's why we say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim all the time, right? We do Shabbos, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. We do this, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because it was an important, you know, moment. It's a fundamental, foundational moment of, like, of birth for our people. V'alderech shenemar, Zecher Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, She'ra'ui lanu limnot, Kol ha'yomim echad b'Shabbos, She'ni b'Shabbos, Kedei she'yi Yom HaShabbos, Tamid l'Zikaron, Bein Einenu Amor al-Chiddush Ha'olam, Ki ha'Chiddush Mofes al-Mechadsho. So, you know, just like when it comes to all of the days of the week, or when we talk about the days of the week, we say, today is She'ni b'Shabbos. Today was Shlishi b'Shabbos. Tomorrow is Revi'i b'Shabbos. Why say b'Shabbos? Because what you're saying is that you're going back at when the world was created. The world was created on that first day, right? That first Shabbos, right? And then Hashem created day one, and then day two, and then day three. It all goes back to Shabbos because it reminds us that Hashem created the world, right? When I hearken back to Shabbos, it reminds us who's in charge. It's important to remember who's in charge. A lot of times, unfortunately, we forget who's in charge. The pandemic has taught us, has really been a constant reminder of who's in charge. And I think we know it already. We learned the lesson, Hashem. Like, let's go get our vaccines and let's be over with this already. Mirtz Hashem. Right? So what does that have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? Kach b'chadashim. Same thing. Just as the days of the week go by Shabbos, so too all of the months go by Nisan. Siva lanu lomanos kol hachadashim mi Nisan ka'amur. L'kach nemar rishonu lachem aval lo l'sharumos. Ki ein lahem b'zikaron Yetzias Mitzrayim b'zeh maskim l'divrei Rabbi Eliezer. And basically, but not all of the nations of the world. The nations of the world, they go by Tishrei. We go by Nisan. Why? Because we left Egypt, right? So for us, it's, right, Lachem. For you, it's new, right? It's the first month. For everyone else, it's Tishrei. Utsrichin anu litein tam, he continues. And he said, we have to give another reason. Lama hitchil kol mitzvahs b'kiddush hachodesh. Why? And this goes back to, alludes to a famous Rashi, where Rashi says, points out correctly, that this is the first mitzvah, Kiddush HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh, for Nisan. It's the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people as a whole. Why? Why is this the first mitzvah? Lama yitchil kol ha-mitzvah, Kiddush HaChodesh? Why is Kiddush HaChodesh first mitzvah? Let it be the first mitzvah should be that Hashem gives to everyone. I don't know. It should be something else. It should be Brit Milah. It should be learning Torah. It should be Shabbos. I don't know. V'lama nismecha mitzvah zula Korban Pesach. What does that do to Korban Pesach also? Because Korban Pesach is right after this. That Be'er al zeh hu lefi she'emunat ha-mitzriyim haita she'mazal taleh ro'eh l'chol ha-mitziyut ki mazal machkim mazal ma'ashir. So he says this goes back to the Egyptian sort of belief in astrology that the mazel of Tle, Aries, right, which is the ram, right, is the mazel that kind of guides everything that happens in the world. Lefichach tu'avat Mitzrayim kol ro'eh tzon. That's why the Egyptians hated shepherds, right? That's why when Yaakov's sons came to settle there, he said, oh, you know, they don't like shepherds. Don't worry. You go to Goshen. Why don't they like shepherds? Because she, ki eina cholomar shehamanhigi yemunhag mizulato ki roehu. Meaning if they believe that Aries, right, that it's the ram, the goat, the lamb, whatever, that controls kind of the whole world, how, you know, and really shepherds the world. How could that power be shepherded by human beings? That would be, you know, very upsetting. But that's what we did for a living, as Jews, as Bnei Yaakov. And that was a major issue. So, Al-Kain Siva Hashem, Lishchoded a Pesach. And that's why Hashem said, you know what? You need to shech the Korban Pesach. You need to slaughter it. You need to slaughter the God of the Egyptians. You need to show that you're done with this, that you don't believe in this. The Al Yedei Ubechor L'chol HaMazalot, because they believe he's the firstborn, the Bechor, the firstborn, the leader of all of the astrological signs, right, that have influence in the world. The Al Yedei Shechitas HaTzleh Yivkod Hashem Al Tzva Marom Bamarom V'achakach Al Adamah Tereda V'kol Bechor Mitzrayim. And through that, will show how Hashem rules over every other god, so to speak, in heaven. They believe, right? The Aries in heaven, the constellation of Aries or whatever. And how he's rules over all of the firstborn on this earth, right? And hence the plague of the firstborn. And Paro is a firstborn. Bnei Chodesh Nisan, we're finishing up. Huzman Knisas Hashemish B'mazel Tleh. When, what happens in the month of Nisan? That's when Aries kind of gets its, you know, power. That's where the sun, you know, gets into that constellation of Tle. And that's the time when we have a total, an eternal, a commemoration of Yitziat Mitzrayim, of the Exodus from Egypt, because that's when it happened. So it all sort of converges in that one moment. And so I'd be worried that maybe people might think, erroneously think, oh, you know why Nisan is the head of all, you know, the top of all months, or the beginning of all months, the head of all the months? Oh, because it's the astrological sign of the Aries. It's under that influence. And that's tops. No, so that's the idea. Al-Kain, Tziva El-Chai, therefore Hashem said, the living God said, Miyad, Lishchodat Tle, Le'en Kol Kol Ro'im. That's why Hashem said, no, I want you to take a lamb and shecht it, right? And show the whole world, show Egypt and the whole world, it's not the mazel, the constellation has no bearing on us, it's not their astrological power, it's God. And from then they'll understand that there's a God that's above all of these other gods. And that's where Kiddush HaChodesh comes in. That's why we sanctify the new moon. That's why we have Rosh Chodesh. Because that's when it all starts, right? It's 10 days after Rosh Chodesh is when it's taken. And that's the idea. That's what's happening. And it's so interesting because on Saturday night we had Kiddush Levana, where we go out literally, right? You go out, if you've never been to shul on Saturday night, I'm sure many of you have. You go outside and you start davening to the moon. And you bless the Levana and you say, oh, you know, it's amazing, it should be renewed and it's wonderful and fantastic. And what's crazy is someone comes over and he says, yeah, I never did this. This seems really kooky. This seems like idolatry, like we're davening to the moon. I said, no. I'm like, then you're missing something. I said, number one, right after the halacha is that right after we quote, face the moon and daven to the moon, we turn and face the Aron Kodesh, we face east and we say, Aleinu l'shabeach. We said, no, it's not the moon that we're worshiping. It's Hashem we're worshiping. And Hashem's in control of everything. Number two, and I didn't have a chance to tell him this, but it's right here, right? Number two, what we're doing when we sort of praise the moon and we sanctify the new moon is we're saying we are different than everyone else. We don't live our lives like the nations of the world live. We don't believe that we live under, fate and everything's predetermined and we're stuck in this fate and tragedy and so on. No. We believe that we create destiny. We believe that we're partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that we could bring amazing elevation and chiddush and newness and holiness and spirituality and meaning and fulfillment into our lives. We're not stuck. No matter how much you feel stuck right now, we're not stuck. That's the idea of saying we're davening. We're not davening to the moon. We're saying we learn from the moon. We're different. And when did we learn that? The Eretz Mitzrayim Lemor. We learned it in Egypt. Hashem taught it to us. And that's why it's the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people. And that's why immediately thereafter, we shecht that tleh, representing the constellation, the sign of Aries. And we say, we're not subject to what everyone else thinks we should do. We're subject to what God thinks we should do and to what God legislates we do and how we should live our lives. And with that, I'm gonna parlay and transition into a wonderful evening that we have now to commemorate the life and the legacy of Robin Goldman, our friend and our neighbor, the fifth Yahrzeit of her passing tragically. We know this is how she lived her life. She didn't answer to anyone else. She answered to one being only. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu animated her life. And she lived her life for her family and for her friends and for her neighbors. And that's the moon. That's what it represents. And Mirtz Hashem, we know that her neshama right now is shining, just like the moon is refracting the light of the sun at this very moment. She is shining with her spirituality, with her holiness. And Mirtz Hashem, her glow should continue for many, many years to come. I'm going to ask those right now who are in my shiur, you're welcome to stay on or to log off. And-